It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montagne is on assignment. I'm Steve Inskeep. If you want to know who's a serious contender in the Republican presidential candidates field, just listen to the candidates themselves. You can tell whom they take seriously by which of their rivals the candidates take time to criticize. And they took plenty of time to critique each other in St. Petersburg, Florida, the scene of a debate that included videotaped questions from YouTube. It was also sponsored by CNN. Here's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
The entire first half hour of the debate was taken up by a battle over illegal immigration, the hottest of hot-button issues for the Republican base. The first question was for Rudy Giuliani from a fellow New Yorker, Ernie Nardi.
Under your administration, as well as others, New York City was operated as a sanctuary city, aiding and abetting illegal aliens. I would like to know, if you become president of the United States, will you continue to aid and abet the flight of illegal aliens into this country?
Giuliani, who's been leading in national polls, denied that New York was a sanctuary city. That brought an attack from rival Mitt Romney, who's been leading in the early states of Iowa and New Hampshire.
This just happens to be a difference between Mayor Giuliani and myself, but the mayor said, and I quote almost verbatim, which is, if you happen to be in this country in an undocumented status, and that means you're here illegally, then we welcome you here. We want you here. We'll protect you here. That's the wrong attitude.
Mayor Giuliani?
It's unfortunate, but Mitt generally criticizes people in a situation in which he's had far the worst record. For example, in his case, there were six sanctuary cities. He did nothing about them. There was even a sanctuary mansion. At his own home, illegal immigrants were being employed.
I got to allow Governor Romney just respond, and then we'll move on.
Mayor, you know better than that.
The fight between the two front runners was music to the ears of Tom Tancredo, who's based his whole campaign on illegal immigration.
As for a guy who usually stands on the bookend here side and just listens all the time, that's kind of frustrating, you know, in other debates. I have to tell you, so far, it's been wonderful. Because all I've heard is people trying to out-Tancredo Tancredo.
With just 5 weeks to go before the Iowa caucuses and no clear front runner, the Republican race is getting more intense and negative. All the candidates were invited to submit YouTube-style videos of their own. Fred Thompson, in the spirit of YouTube itself, simply recycled bits of old and damning video of two of his rivals. First, a pro-choice Mitt Romney. Then, a much heavier Mike Huckabee agreeing to raise taxes.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country. I believe that since Roe v. Wade has been the law for 20 years, that we should sustain and support it.
Others have suggested a surcharge on the income tax. That's acceptable. I'm fine with that. Others have suggested perhaps a sales tax. That's fine.
Senator Thompson, what's up with that?
Just want to give my buddies here a little extra airtime.
The moderator, CNN's Anderson Cooper, gave both Romney and Huckabee a chance to respond.
Governor Romney?
I don't know how many times I could tell it. I was wrong. If people in this country are looking for someone who's never made a mistake on a policy issue and is not willing to admit they're ever wrong, why, then they're going to have to find somebody else. Because on abortion, I was wrong.
Governor Huckabee, I want you 30 seconds to respond.
I have a great record on fiscal conservatism, but one thing I've learned, you know, when you get attacked, it's not always bad. It's like my old pastor used to tell me, when they're kicking you in the rear, it's just proven you're still out front.
Huckabee, an ordained Baptist minister, is in a statistical dead heat with Romney in Iowa. His rise has been fueled by support from Christian conservatives, and that's why he got this question from Tyler Overman of Memphis, Tennessee.
And I have a quick question for those of you who would call yourselves Christian conservatives. The death penalty. What would Jesus do?
Huckabee acknowledged that many people wonder how you can be pro-life and pro-death penalty. He said there was a difference between a person who's been judged guilty and an innocent unborn baby. But the moderator wasn't satisfied with that answer.
I do have to, though, press, though, the question, which the question was from the viewer was, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus support the death penalty?
Jesus was too smart to ever run for public office, Anderson. That's what Jesus would do.
One of the most emotional exchanges came in response to this question from Andrew Jones, a college student from Seattle.
Recently, Senator McCain has come out strongly against using waterboarding as an instrument of interrogation. My question for the rest of you is, considering that Mr. McCain is the only one with any first-hand knowledge on the subject, how can those of you sharing the stage with him disagree with his position?
Mitt Romney.
I oppose torture, I would not be in favor of torture in any way, shape, or form.
Is waterboarding torture?
As I just said, as a presidential candidate, I don't think it's wise for us to describe specifically which measures we would and would not use.
This is a personal issue for John McCain, and his response was passionate.
Well, Governor, I'm astonished that you haven't found out what waterboarding is.
I know what waterboarding is, Senator.
Then I am astonished that you would think such a torture would be inflicted on anyone in our who we are held captive, and anyone could believe that that's not torture. It's in violation of the Geneva Conventions. It's
just as they did at the Democrats' YouTube debate in South Carolina. Last night in Florida, the videos stole the show. The questioners tended to be young, and they came from the libertarian strain of conservatism. There was this guy sitting at his kitchen table munching an ear of corn.
Nothing says delicious like cheap corn subsidized by the American taxpayer. I'm curious which candidates who label themselves fiscally responsible will endorse the elimination of farm subsidies if they are elected president in 2008.
Then there was Jay Fox, who videotaped himself outside shooting a rifle.
Now, I'm from a small town, and as in any small town, we like our big guns. So my question to you is, what is your opinion of gun control? And don't worry, you can answer however you like.
That's the CNN YouTube debate as reported last night by NPR's Mara Liasson. We gave her a few hours to sleep on it, woke her up again, and she's back on the line. And Mara, what did you learn about the guys in the gun sights?
Well, every debate tells you something about where the race is right now, and this race is very fluid, and you could tell no one is dominant the way it is for the Democrats. Well, on the Democratic side, everyone's targeting one front runner, Hillary Clinton. In the Republican debate, the attacks were flying every which way. Romney's looking over his shoulder at Huckabee in Iowa and at Rudy in New Hampshire. Rudy's looking over his shoulder at McCain in New Hampshire. There are only 35 days to go, and this is still a wide-open race.
Republicans were really reluctant to do this YouTube format debate. Did they turn out to be right to be cautious about it?
Well, what they were worried about was that the questions would be too left. The YouTube universe is more Democratic, but that wasn't the case. The questions did reflect Republican base concerns. Mitt Romney was also worried about the snowman. He said it just wasn't dignified to be taking questions from a talking snowman.
Which
snowman
the Democrats
showed up
do.
In the Democratic debate. Now, he didn't show up last night, although he did submit a video. He just wasn't chosen.
Oh, well. What did you learn from the videos that were played and from the responses to it, then? What else?
Well, one of my favorite moments, although the YouTube debate is a very young ritual, there's only been two of them, every ritual has its traditions, and it seems that you can't have a YouTube debate without someone videotaping themselves singing with a guitar. And last night, there was the Republican YouTube song, and here it is.
Rudy's leading all the polls, but can he win the base? Mitt changed on abortion, history he can't erase. Ron Paul would end the FDA, and that is just a start. Fred has just begun to run, but sure does look the part.
There we go. We've been listening to NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson, presenting some of the YouTube questions and answers. NPR and Iowa Public Radio, by the way, will host a Democratic presidential debate on December 4th, next week. And you can be part of that by posting your questions for the candidates at npr.org/debate. We will use some of your questions on the air.
We don't know who we're voting for. We don't know who will win. That's why we use YouTube to ask our questions of these men. Time is short. We're voting soon. And